Candy Broad is the Labor member for Northern Victoria. Candy Broad, why do you say we have a new Premier in Victoria today?
Well, nothing surprises me about the Liberal and National parties having seen the circus of the government and in the Parliament this week. They've changed leaders, but the impact of their cuts to education, 20,000 less jobs in regional Victoria than there were before they were elected, those things are all still in place. And their new leader was around the cabinet table when all of those decisions were made. So this circus, unfortunately for Victorians, is continuing.
Is Labor talking to relatively new crossbencher Jeff Shaw?
No, Labor is not talking to Mr. Shaw, and the leader of the Labor Party, Daniel Andrews, has made his views on Mr. Shaw's actions very clear. So whatever Mr. Shaw decides to do now is entirely a matter for him to explain to Victorians and the people who elected him.
Surely you'd have to be considering speaking to him, given he could hand you government.
I think all Victorians will have noted what's been going on in Canberra. Labor in Victoria has no intention of allowing that to happen in Victoria, so it's entirely a matter for Mr. Shaw and the Liberal Party, the party that put him into that electorate, and people voted for him, I'm sure, in good faith, thinking that he would represent them. It's for them to explain what they are going to do now.
This has been said, or contended, that Jeff Shaw put it to the Liberal Party, I don't want Ted Bailey as a leader anymore, chuck him out, or else I'm going to remove my support and you're going to lose government. What's your comment?
There's no doubt that Mr. Shaw sacked the leader of the Liberal Party and the Premier, Mr. Bailey, and now we have an even bigger circus than we had before. In fact, I think the flying fruit flies would be more professional than what we've seen in the Parliament and in this government in recent days.
Liberal member for Bunambra, Bill Tilley, has been at the centre of the questions surrounding what happened with the previous police commissioner, Simon Overland. He'll appear on the program tomorrow and speak in studio from 8:30. Over our 9 o'clock news, we heard comments from Bill Tilley to the effect that he hopes now that Jeff Shaw can be welcomed back into the Liberal Party. Your comment?
Well, I'm pleased that Mr. Tilley is coming on the program to talk about the issues that he still has with Mr. Ryan, the Police Minister and Deputy Premier. Those issues have not gone away, nor have the issues which are still under investigation about Mr. Shaw's conduct. So those matters are still looming very large for the Liberal and National parties, and Mr. Tilley can certainly play a role in resolving those issues if he chooses to do so.
Candy Broad, you're the Labor member for Northern Victoria. Do you want an election right now?
I think Victorians voted just over 2 years ago expecting to have a government that would deliver on the promises it made to sort out all the problems, make teachers the best paid in the country. There were many promises that were made which have not been kept. I'm sure Victorians are very disappointed and dissatisfied, and that's the reason we've seen this circus in the government. But I'm sure Victorians also don't want the disruption of going to an election. So this government is going to have to sort out the many issues it has and deal with the impact of the many cuts it's made to education, to health. All of those things remain, and they do need to be resolved.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds reasonable to say we still think that the government should serve its full term, but if you had the option, it'd be great, wouldn't it, for you at Labor at the moment, if an election could be called right now?
Look, Joseph, from day one after the last election, Labor was determined to learn the lessons of that defeat, to get on with the job of holding the government to account. We're doing that. And it is a matter for the government now to demonstrate to the parliament that they have the confidence of the parliament to get on with implementing the promises they made, which so far they've not only failed to keep, but they've actually gone back on promises that they made, not to cut the public service, to make teachers the best paid, and it sounds like their new leader is not going to live up to those promises, just like Mr. Baillieu failed to do.